Len Fasano, North Haven, joins us. Len, good morning. You know, I was reading the particulars about this Democrat budget yesterday, and not to make light, Len, but you know I always do because it's what they pay me for. Every year, Len, you know, this is like a car accident. And I don't mean anything where anybody gets really hurt. But, you know, you and I were driving up 91 up here to work. And you slow down and you see that car accident, right? You say, boy, that's a mess. Who's got to clean that up? And again, it's just, I'm reading about the budget today. And every year, every 2 years, Len, and even in the off year, it seems that there are constant messes and oil spills and pieces of broken taillight with these budgets that, okay, here it is. Now we got to clean it up.
You know, I agree. If it wasn't so important to the state, you could almost make it more humorous.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's the thing, Paul, is that this spending package requires, since they're spending $100 million more than Governor Lamont, and Governor Lamont had to raise taxes over $1 billion, this spending package cries and yells for taxes over $1 billion. You know, and that's a real problem because we feel like we've been taxed to death, and they just don't stop, whether it's tolls, and I don't know what finance is going to come out with today. Nobody knows what the heck finance is going to come out today with the taxing package. I'd be surprised if it balances because of the way things go in that building recently. I don't think the two committees are even talking. So this is just a crazy system. But more importantly, this is a spending package that spends more than ever, ignores the wishes of families in this state, no matter what income level you are. Human service cuts. Within that package, money going to towns, earmarks all over the place in that package.
And Len, also the big thing now that would have municipalities pick up part of the teacher pensions.
Yeah. So not only are you going to get hit in your wallet on one side for state taxes going up, but they're going to hit you on the other side for town taxes going up, because the towns are going to get saddled with only a partial of the teacher's pension plan costs, and municipalities get paid for it, which means your property taxes have to go up because they have to figure out how to get that money from us to pay them. So this is, it's just such a charade. It's a joke. It is sad. We finally put together a bipartisan budget, which was real, that stopped the pension shift the last time, that didn't raise taxes. And we got that thing going, and the state is moving fairly well. We got a huge surplus. We've got the volatility cap that put more money. We almost have about $2.6 billion in our rainy day fund.
Hey, Len,
these guys want to put the brakes on the economy.
In the interest of time here, two things. And I want to talk about bonding. We only have 2 minutes here. Two quick questions. Number one. I had a couple of callers call up, and they always bring this up. They see the whole bonding that happens every year, whether it's $1 billion or $2 million. One of our callers said, listen, next time we have you or Themis on, they want to know, is it absolutely necessary that the state has to spend money bonding every year? Is it conceivable that the state could take a year off from bonding? Is that possible or not, Len?
I don't think that's realistic. We have capital projects we committed to, let's say at UConn, which are statutory, where we have to put, so we've made a commitment and therefore contracts roll out.
Okay.
Number two is that stuff that we've approved in the past are going to, are coming true today. So we approve the bonding and then towns and everybody make contracts and the bills come to the state. And then we got a bond to get that money at that time to pay those bills.
Okay.
So, no, I don't think you can.
All right, one other thing. Speaking of bonding, we only have about a minute here, but I had a laugh with Senator Fonfara, one of your Democratic compadres on the other side of the aisle. A little shot across the bow here, trying to wrestle control of the bonding commission from Governor Lamont. What's that about?
So he feels as though, you know what, the legislature goes out on a limb and approves a bonding package, and then we approve a budget that supports that bonding package. But then the governor gets to pick what projects they're going to bond, and you got to go beg to him. And he's saying, listen, if we're going to take the hit for this bonding, which we do, and if we're going to take the hit for having in our budget the money to pay for that bonding, why don't we as a legislature make the decision like they do in Massachusetts, for instance,
interesting,
where the legislators determine it?
Interesting, interesting. All right, yeah, because people don't realize the overall power the governor has on the bonding commission. Absolutely. Len, as always, thank you. Listen, I'm sure there'll be more fun and frivolity, I'm guessing, over the next 5 weeks. So,
yes.
Listen, we used to sell it in my father's store. Have a good container of Brioski ready. who doesn't remember Brioski, Len? You can lose a you can use a little bit of it up there, I'm thinking. So
absolutely.
Lemon-flavored, Len. It's really good. All right, thanks, Len. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Len Fasano.